Welcome again to the Supper Club. Enjoy the music of Lloyd Schaefer and his orchestra, the smooth harmony of the Satisfiers. Meet our master of ceremonies, Martin Block, and the singing star of the Supper Club, Terry Como.
Thank you. Thank you very much, and welcome to the club. And we'll start out with one of the top tunes of the day, Waiting for the Train to Come In.
Waiting for the train to come in.
Just wait.
Waiting for my gal to come home. I've counted every minute of each livelong day. Been so melancholy since she went away. I've shed a million teardrops or more. Waiting for the one I adore. I'm waiting in the depot by the railroad track. Looking for the choo-choo train that brings her back. I'm waiting for my life to begin. I'm waiting for the train to come in.
Waiting for the train to come in. Waiting for my gal to come home. I've counted every minute of each livelong day. Been so melancholy since she went away.
I've shed a million teardrops or more. Waiting for the one I adore. I'm waiting in the depot by the railroad track. Looking for the choo-choo train that brings her back. I'm waiting for my life to begin. I'm waiting.
Just waiting for you. Waiting for the train to come in.
Just say that I'm a friend of yours, and maybe they won't get why. And if they see us together, I'll brush the dreams from my eyes. I'll tell my heart it mustn't sing the song of remember when. Just say I'm a friend of yours, that you happen to meet again. I'll tell my heart it mustn't sing. Say that I'm a friend of yours, that you happen to meet again.
Well, it's time for comedy from our guests, Dick and Gene, the Weston Brothers.
Thank you, Perry. Hello, everybody.
Perry, I was just thinking that perhaps there is something that...
Excuse me a minute, Gene, but I thought that...
Oh, please, Dick, not now. As I was saying, Perry, I was just thinking that maybe...
Gene, all I need is just a little bit, just a wee bit. Have a heart.
All right, no. For the last time, I won't lend you money. No.
Oh, come on.
Ah, no.
Ah, nuts.
No. Dick, I'm not refusing you because I like money. As far as I'm concerned, money smells.
I know, but it has such a nice smell.
Dick, I don't understand what you do with your money. Just yesterday, I gave you 15 cents. What happened to it?
I swallowed it. Didn't you notice a little change in me?
You've got a girlfriend. You have a girlfriend. What does she do?
She works for a chewing gum factory.
Uh-huh. Wrigley?
Only when I grab her. We're such a romantic couple. Just last week, I carved her name in a tree. It was a boyce tree.
A boyce tree? Oh, you mean birch.
I mean boyce. This tree grew in Brooklyn. What do you say now, Gene? How about lending me some money, huh? Come on.
No, Dick. You'll have to work for it. Haven't you ever had a job?
Sure. Once I got a job and I started at the bottom. I worked for very little money. I got peanuts until I proved I was worth my salt.
Then what did you get?
Salted peanuts.
So you had a job. What kind of work did you do?
I was an assistant doorknob polisher.
You were an assistant doorknob polisher? What did you do?
I was the guy who went...
Sure. With a little coaching, you could be a floor walker. But you've got to act smooth like me. You'll have to admit, I'm suave.
Yep, you're the biggest suave in town. Let's go.
Well, Dick, I told you could get a job as a floor walker. Now remember the things I've taught you. Now I'm going to try you out. Just pretend you're a customer, and I'm a customer, Richard, right here, and I'm going to try to help you, you know?
Okay, right here. You're the customer, and I'm the floor walker. Go ahead, right here.
All right. I say there, floor walker, I need your help to buy a gift. I'd like to see something in a silk kimono.
Blonde or brunette?
No, I'm speaking of something nice in silk.
That's what I'm speaking of.
Never mind, Dick. Now, here comes the lady. Now, do you remember where all the different departments of the store are?
I think so. Now, let me see the,
Well, if you get stuck, I'll be standing right behind you, and I'll coach you. Now, on your toes. Here she comes.
Oh, Mr. Floor Walker, could you please tell me where the lingerie department is?
The lingerie department,
Four counters over to the left.
Four counters over to the left.
And where is the jewelry department?
Three counters over to the right.
Three counters over to the right.
I see. And where is the cosmetic department?
The cosmetic department. Gene.
Oh, don't you know where anything is stupid?
Don't you know where anything is stupid?
What? How dare you talk to me like that, you little pip? Squeak, why I'm...
Pipsqueak, why you old...
Oh, Dick. Remember, the customer is always right. No matter what she says, the customer is always right.
The nerve of you calling me stupid. What do you think I am, a fool?
The customer is always right.
What? Oh, really?
Stop it. Dick, apologize and ask her what she wants. Maybe you can get out of this spot by helping her.
Okay. Madam, I've made a terrible mistake. You misunderstood me. May I be of service to you, please?
Well, my boy, that's better. Now, first I'd like to buy a pair of slacks that I could put on around the garage.
How big is your garage?
Oh, you silly boy. You don't get me.
Oh, you silly girl. I don't want you.
Good day.
Dick, you really messed that up. Let me show you how a floor walker should act. Now, here comes another woman. Just watch the way I handle her. I beg your pardon, madam. Is there anything in particular you're looking for? Is there anything you want? Is there?
So, what's it to you, sir? Who do you think you want to be talking to me like that? So, who do you think? Ooh, I'll give you such a crash.
Why, it's Tess Murgatroyd. Tess, what is that you have on your head? A hat?
And what did you think it was? A bicycle seat?
Well, what are you doing here? What are you doing here in this department store, Tess?
Well, doll thing. I was down in the bargain basement shopping for something when the manager just kicked me out.
Why did he kick you out of the basement?
He said I was no bargain.
Well, Tess, maybe I can help you. What is it you're looking for?
Well, I'll tell you, lover boy. Last week I was in the drug department here and I bought some pills. And since I take those pills now, every night I dream that I'm being chased by Van Johnson.
Well, what is it you want to know?
What can I take to make him run faster? That's all I want to know.
See you next week, Dick and Gene Weston. Those of you who have seen the new Fred Astaire movie will recognize this melody. Those of you who haven't watched The Dancing Master in his latest picture, here is an introduction to Angel.
Angel, I've an angel. Never thought that I would. Now I can feel as I should. So good, this angel is an angel that protects me and brings heavenly, heavenly things. Is this the earth I really occupy? Or am I really living in the sky? Oh, where am I? An angel, and the way that I feel, how can I ever define? Warmer than sunbeams that shine, having an angel divine. Or am I really living in the sky? Oh, where am I? Oh, angel, you're an angel. And the way that I feel, how can I ever define? Warmer than sunbeams that shine, having an angel divine. Oh, angel of mine. Your
reserved table will be waiting for you when next we visit the Supper Club. Lloyd Schaefer and his orchestra, the Satisfiers, Master of Ceremonies Martin Block, special guest artists, and our singing star Perry Como invite you to drop by soon. This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.